as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
Hi, I'm Francis, and this is an acoustic version of my single No Matter.
2016 was a good year for Francis. The young British musician released a string of singles which received plenty of airplay on major music stations. She racked up millions of online streaming numbers, played at the biggest music festivals around the globe, think Glastonbury, Coachella and so on. She wrote songs for films like the 50 Shades franchise, received comparisons to Carole King and Adele, and featured on everyone's ones to watch lists. No pressure then. This year Frances releases her debut album, Things I've Never Said. And today she's on the sessions at Midori House to play from it.
No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're playing, no matter what you're saying, 'cause we're doing it all the same. No matter where you're living, no matter what you're giving, it's no matter what you're saying, 'cause we're doing it all the same. No matter where you are, where you're coming from, put your hand on your heart, don't wait. Yeah, you know that I, we, me, us, doing it all the same. No matter where you are, where you're coming from, put your hand on your heart, don't wait. Yeah, you know that I, we, me, us, doing it all the same. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're playing, it's no matter what you're saying, 'cause we're doing it all the same. No matter where you're living, no matter what you're giving, it's no matter what you're saying, 'cause we're doing it all the same. No matter where you are, where you're coming from, put your hand on your heart, don't wait. Yeah, you know that I, we, we're doing it all the same. No matter where you are, where you're coming from, put your hand on your heart, don't wait. Yeah, you know that I, we, me, us, we're doing it all the same. Ooh, 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 ooh,
Francis, welcome to the sessions at Midori House.
Thank you.
You've just been playing from your upcoming album that's going to be released next month, I believe,
yes,
called Things I've Never Said. Now, you spent the whole of last year releasing a string of singles. You had a couple of short EPs and you were constantly on ones to watch lists. And it must feel quite nice to find, like, a bit of a relief almost to finally be getting this album out to everyone.
It is, really, because it's like, when you're on those lists, it's like so much expectation, it's crazy. And then I waited a bit to release it because it wasn't really ready, like it was so early. It felt like, for me, it was obviously amazing to be on those lists, but at the time I was actually still in the process of recording my album, so I was like, oh my god. But we were like, no, like, we're still, we're not going to rush it. So I took my time and, you know, made it how I wanted to make it.
It's called Things I've Never Said. Is it a bit of a confessional, this album?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, it's not like, there are no skeletons in the closet. Like, I'm pretty normal. But but I guess it's more things that I, in the past, haven't maybe talked about, but have decided to write in songs instead. And that felt like a really natural title. It kind of came to me one day because it kind of summarised what a lot of the songs were about. And I feel like it invited people into the album a bit.
Tell us about some of the people that you've been working with.
So this guy called Jimmy Napes, who's an amazing songwriter. We wrote a track called Eye of the Storm together first, which was on my second EP. And then we wrote a track called Cloud Nine and one called Isn't Like You, which both made it onto the album. So yeah, we get on really well and we have the same management. So that's really nice. And we're part of the same kind of family. But he's incredible. Like, he's probably one of my favourite people to write with. So I'll definitely work with him in the future as well. A guy called Greg Kirsten, who's an amazing writer and amazing producer, who worked a lot with Adele. He did Hello with Adele, which is, like, insane. But he was incredible. It's, like, the only song on the album that someone else has produced, because the rest I did on my own. So that was really amazing to work with him.
So how's that, then, when you've been self-producing and then you go into the studio with someone who's produced for people like Adele? What do you take away from that?
I just, like, watched him in awe. It was amazing. He just would do so many interesting things. Like, he has quite a lot of different pianos in his studio, and he has one which he didn't even play. He just ended up plucking the strings, like, with his finger. It was really weird. I was kind of watching him going, what is he doing? Mm-hmm. And he came back and just made this amazing loop out of what he'd just done. I was like, that's incredible. He's just super creative and doesn't... I felt like, anyway, he didn't stick to any rules. He just kind of did what he felt was best in the moment, which was really, like, cool to watch.
This is The Last Word.
It's hard to admit all said and done. Then maybe our time has already come. Why do we feel things we don't want to feel? Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me it's not real. Don't say my name. Don't touch my hand. You say the last word, 'cause I don't think I can. Don't make it last longer than it should. You say the last word, I would if I could. Please don't you cry. Don't shed a tear. 'Cause the worst thing about all of this, seeing you so confused and just as hurt as me. Don't say my hand. You say the last word, 'cause I don't think I can. Don't make it last longer than it should. You say the last word, I would if I could. My hand, you say the last word, cause I don't think I can. Don't make it last longer than it should. You say the last word, I would if I could. What if I could?
You've worked with the guys from Disclosure and various other dance and electro outfits because you sit in this sort of singer, songwriter, piano playing mm-hmm. side, and there's also the sort of electro side. Is that the sound that you always wanted to go for?
Yeah, I think it's weird because I love that kind of music, and the things I naturally write are very singer songwriter, a lot of ballads, but I'm not a dance producer, I can't produce that stuff, but I feel like my voice suits that kind of music in a weird kind of way. And so to have the chance to work with Howard from Disclosure was amazing because his production around my voice, I was just so fascinated to hear what it would sound like. And I think it really worked. And so that's definitely something that I'm going to do more of because I don't want to restrict myself, you know, just to the stuff that I can do myself. I think you need to kind of spread my wings and collaborate with all sorts of people.
And talking of songwriting, you've written one of the songs for the new 50 Shades soundtrack as
yeah.
well. What's that process like? Is that quite different writing to a brief?
It was very different, but I absolutely loved it because I knew the kind of thing that they were looking for. And then I then just tried to interpret the film, I guess. I mean, I didn't actually get to see any visuals, but the people I was working with from Universal were really good at just describing to me the various moods that I could write for. And so it was really interesting writing process because I also wanted to try and, I don't know, make a song that like wasn't sexy because I was just like, I can't do that. So I just had to do my own thing and I tried to look into the emotions of the characters and try and come at it from my point of view, I guess. And this is my song, Grow.
Don't put your eyes down, you're not to blame. I know there are stories you can't explain. But if I should find you black and blue and aching from crying, I'll wait with you.
Going back to the whole pressure and when you're on all these lists and you're constantly being compared to people, like Carole King's name comes up over and over again in everything that we read about you.
Adele.
Yeah, exactly. All these names that come up. When you've got that and everything's ramping up and, you know, here's Frances, she's amazing, she's going to be the next big thing, she's going to be releasing an album next year. How do you step back from that and how do you relax?
I don't really. I mean, I try to, but also I just kind of not ignore it because it's really amazing, but just try to remember that I didn't start writing songs because I thought I was going to be like a hype artist or because people were going to be excited by them, like the media. I started writing songs because, one, they were for me, and then I wanted one day for other people who perhaps couldn't write songs to listen. Well, everyone can write a song, but people who didn't do that for a living to listen to my music and go, oh, I relate to that, or I felt like that. That's why I do it. And like, I've been starting to do some work with charities and that kind of, you know, all the publicity and stuff like that's, it's really cool and it's encouraging, but there's nothing more encouraging than having someone say, oh, thank you so much for that song, I felt that way. That's like the best bit about it, I think.
And when you're in a market that's quite saturated, you know, the sort of female singer, how hard did you find it to break in? You say everyone can write a song, but not everyone can write a good song.
Yeah, but it's still hard. Like, I think it's going to be hard forever. I think it's hard for everybody, but I think that certainly all the female artists that I've met have been so supportive. And actually every artist or band I've ever met, I've never met anybody that's been anything other than really nice to me and really encouraging. So I feel like it's going to be hard forever. There's always competition, I think. But I think as soon as you realise that it's not really competition, that actually we all just make music because we love it. And it's the best thing you can do is to share it and to share the love for it.
Oh, so you know it all, then it's gone. Grow, grow, you know I'm here holding on. Tying up your loose ends and you're drifting steam. Grow, grow, if you never try, you'll never know. Grow, grow.
Been listening to the sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Frances, and her debut album, Things I've Never Said, is out on Capitol Records on March the 17th. Look out for tour dates across Europe this spring. This show is produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Alex Funnell. Next week, I'll be joined by indie outfit Novella. But for now, thanks for tuning in.
Grow, grow, grow. Don't put your eyes down, you're not to blame. I know there are stories you can't explain.